In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Eric Endersby, Harbor Director, and Becca Kelly, Harbor Patrol Supervisor, who love the surprises that come with working on the water.
My family moved to Morro Bay when I was about 10 years old. Taught me to love the outdoors with many adventures here on the bay. We had a canoe, a Hobie Cat, kayaks, crab pots that we set out with daily to see what we could find.
I started in Morro Bay about 25 years ago when I lived aboard a sailboat right near here. So I was always back here involved with the bay and paddling around and sailing around and surfing over in the sand spit and doing everything water related. It was great. And now working here, I get the best of all worlds. Loving those nights because it would lull me to sleep, like being in a cradle. It's a lot of fun.
I actually worked for Camp Keep as an outdoor education naturalist, and we did a lot of groups down through the bay with kids from sixth grade science camp, and I'd see the Harbor Patrol out, and we'd go down to their docks actually to do belly biology on the Harbor Patrol docks, and always kind of eyeballed that. I thought that looked like a really fun job actually to just work on the boat.
In the bay, I mean, you run the gamut of everything from commercial recreational fishermen, ecotourists, environmental organizations, non-environmental organizations, other agencies, just people out here just enjoying the bay. I mean, you've got every walk of life under the sun out here on the bay for different reasons. And somehow we managed to make them all mesh together and work and fit and enjoy themselves.
I always like to check in on the travelers that are coming through Morro Bay. They often inspire me of one of those where you're living life through other people sometimes, where they're the ones that are coming in to Morro Bay after they've on their way around the world or where they're setting out to be, and they come into Morro Bay and they tell us, wow, this is such a gem of a place. You're so lucky to be here. And then I think I really do feel lucky to be here, but it would be fun to go out and adventure too. I'd say a lot of the people have it in their heart to know that it's important to try to have the water be clean. The tide can be its own worst enemy at that, though, where it feels like an outgoing tide is washing everything out and incoming tides bringing everything clean in and new. So that's always a really hard one because it obviously isn't going to clean it all out, right?
I think in any given place or situation, there's people that are going to knowingly pollute or break the rules, and there's people that inadvertently just don't know the rules. Like Becca says, I think most people have got it in their heart to do the right thing and be good stewards of their world and their environment. But it is a constant challenge for us, and opportunities and things every day, from education of folks that may not be doing it right to people that are downright disobeying the law that we have to enforce on. So certainly it's part of our jobs, and we work with our partners like the National Estuary Program to try and educate and advise people and get the word out, and then on the back end enforce.
Eric, I know, has a fun, memorable experience with some dolphins in the bay.
Yeah, we got a call one day, and it's probably 8 or 10 years ago now. I can't even remember the year. We had a call from some concerned citizens that there was a pod of dolphins that were stuck way, way in the back bay. And as you know, around here, when low tide comes around, there's not a lot of water out there. It's mostly mud flats. And they were stuck in a little muddy hole and weren't finding their way out. And it turned out by the time we got there, all the dolphins had gotten out but one. We gathered all of our Harbor Patrol forces we could. We got several Coast Guard folks to come help us, and we ended up with the Marine Mammal Center rescue folks. And with a contingent of about 12 to 15, we all made our way into the back bay, Morro Bay. All of us that had wetsuits on, we donned wetsuits and fins and anything we could to get over the mud. Ended up doing a mud crawl for about an hour to get to this bottlenose dolphin that sure indeed was stuck in about a foot of water. We got to it, myself and about four others. We were able to kind of herd it through the mud and water and guide it. Would like to think it knew we were trying to help us because it didn't struggle too much, but didn't have much room to struggle. We ended up getting it back into Cuesta Inlet, where we were able to get it into a sling, get in the back of a truck, drive it out to the beach just north of the rock, and released it successfully. Never ended up showing back on the beach that we know of, so we assume it turned out okay, but for a day we were dolphin herders.
I just feel so grateful that there are people that are dedicating their life to keeping the estuary clean, safe place for the future. with having the estuary program here in Morro Bay. I think it's so important to the community for outreach to get more hands in, to assist them with the monitoring. And it's always amazing to me that, you know, we see obviously what's only here in the bay on our daily basis, but there's so much that's happening up the creeks that I forget about that is a really big factor of what we have here in the bay.
That's the creeks, the whole watershed.
Yeah.
You think about, you look out, well, it's a little hard to see all the clouds, but you look out, you know, from horizon to horizon, and that's the watershed. It's a lot of land out there. There's a lot of farmers, a lot of cattle, a lot of everything that affects this bay one way or another.
I think as our population increases, we realize the value for open space. I think the ocean is one of those things that we can get starry-eyed over the fact that there's so much open space when you go out in the ocean, but to have this protected area here in the bay where we have a playground for all people to come to and celebrate is really important. And I think people are valuing having it be a clean harbor, clean bay for future generations.